As you've been out picking corn, have you noticed areas of the field that just don't seem to be yielding like you think that they should? If so, stay tuned. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace Counties. I deliver unbiased, research-based information to you for you to apply it on your farm. Now, in those areas where the corn seems to be maybe a little shorter and the yield monitor is showing some falling yields, are those areas seeming to be kind of a circular or oval shape? It's possible that the symptoms I've been describing has been caused by nematodes feeding on the corn roots. There's hot spots scattered throughout northwest Kansas, and you might have some of those hot nematode spots in one of your fields. One thing that favors high populations of nematodes is continuous corn. Without rotation into another crop, those nematodes have a constant food source that allows for increasing populations. There are actually several symptoms of nematodes. One is that you might be seeing right now includes corn plant stunting, uneven height, uneven tasseling, and yield losses. This last week, I was picking corn with a farmer, and we were making notes in the areas of the field to come back and target for sampling for nematode populations. The corn in the areas for future testing was stunted and short, seemed to have poor stalk strength, and the yield fell as much as 40 bushels in those circular areas. In addition, these areas couldn't be explained by anything else, such as sprinkler tracks, compaction areas, weed infestations, or herbicide injury. These areas were distributed throughout the field. These symptoms were also much more evident in areas that had some other type of stress, such as a circle with limited water or hail damage. Many times I get the question, where did the nematodes come from and why are they such a problem now? Well, the nematodes have always lived in the soil. We've just had the right food source to increase them to problematic numbers. We're also changing our farming practices. The insecticides are also changing, and we're applying less of them and basically no soil insecticides. So what if you have these spots of concern in your field? Well, let's first make some notes of those areas to target to come back and sample. Second, soil and root samples need to be taken to be sent into a lab for analysis. Symptoms alone cannot identify nematodes, and nematodes are not visible to the naked eye. We do have a nematode lab at K-State that can run the samples. And finally, we determine how to manage the problem if one is found. There's a couple of products on the market now currently labeled with activity on nematodes. The latest one to arrive on the market this last year is Acceleron's NemaStrike technology, which has looked quite good in several trials. In addition, there are several other technologies already on the market, including Avicta, Cruiser, and Votivo. Now, please note that some of these technologies are seed treatments and only give a temporary effect that really gives those corn plants a head start on the nematodes. In addition, there are no resistant hybrids available for these nematode pests. Crop rotation has proven effective for some nematodes, but not for all of them. Finally, the less stress that the corn is under, the less the effects of nematodes feeding on the roots. Now, I have a 3-minute video to describe nematode infections posted on my website at www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy, so you can go over and check that out. If you have any other questions, please contact me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, at the K-State Sunflower Extension District offices in Sharon Springs, Goodland, or St. Francis, or you can get a hold of me on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.